No, we got a big game, man. This game this week is gonna decide who goes. You know, that's a, you know, Super Bowl's a long way away. Only 60 minutes on Sunday though, but it's a long way away now.
How are you feeling about it? I mean, can you compare the feeling in the locker room now to what it was 4 years ago? You know, going into the championship game in Green Bay.
It's gonna be a little warmer. I know we all know that.
I'm talking about the locker room.
You know, it's as far as the excitement aspect, it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
I think guys are just, you know, these last 2 weeks have been like, bam, bam, and now you're in the NFC Championship. You know, in my mind, I'm thinking we still got another divisional game or something. It just happens so quick. You know, once the season's over, no one slows down. You just keep moving. So there's definitely a sense of just excitement that's similar. And confidence, you know, I mean, anytime you get this deep in the playoffs, there's some of that, you know what I mean? The excitement obviously is number one, but you're feeling pretty good about yourself. You know, you've done some things up to this point that you can be proud of, so there's definitely some confidence too.
Dave, talk if you can for a second about Alex Smith, what you saw in the game when you played him in Week 10, and how much different maybe he looked on film against the Saints, because he seemed a hell of a lot more explosive and dynamic in that game than he did against you guys.
Well, you know, he did a hell of a job against us in that first game of getting the ball downfield and finding guys that were open. You know, I really saw a lot of the same Alex Smith this last week that we kind of saw. Obviously, he made some big plays with Vernon Davis down the stretch there, but he did a hell of a job against us. And really something that I think is underrated about him is his running ability. And you could see that the Niners know he can run the ball. I mean, they had that huge run for a touchdown to take the lead late in the game. So it's a challenge very similar to last week where we got to keep him in front of us. And you know, you would think maybe a year or two ago you want to make Alex Smith throw the ball to beat you, but it seems like he's beating people throwing the ball. So you're going to have to just make sure you cover all your bases, because if you do something wrong, he's in position to take advantage of it. So it's going to be a great challenge.